Good morning. This is Pastor Jesse, and it is Monday morning, April 6th, and this is Passion Week. Yesterday was Palm Sunday, and we think through this week according to what the Word of God says Jesus was doing throughout this week, leading up to his crucifixion and then his resurrection, which we celebrate this coming Sunday. And so I just want to, this week, walk through with us some of the different events that happened throughout this week. And today, in Jesus' life, following his triumphal entry, which we call Palm Sunday, there were two, I would say, very significant things that happened. One was that as Jesus came from Bethany back into Jerusalem, he stopped on the top of the hill, and Luke chapter 19, verse 41 says this, "And when he drew near and saw the city, he wept over it." And I just think it's a good thing to pause there and think of our Lord's compassion for his city. And let that sink into us and be a model for us, that we would weep over our community, that we would love people so much and see the sad state of their souls that we would weep over the lost in our community. And we are at a critical time in history right now as we face this coronavirus and everything that's happening along with it. And what a time for the gospel to go forth as people are looking for hope, they're looking for answers. We are the ones with the answers. We are the ones that are sure of our salvation, that know that if we die, there is nothing to fear, because for us as a Christian, to die is gain. And so I hope and pray that we are those that are weeping over our community, that say we love the people here, and we long for them to come to Jesus Christ, to know him as their Lord and Savior, that they too might be sure of their eternity, of spending an eternity with God in heaven. And so that's one of the events that happened on this day in Jesus' life. The other is that when he then went into Jerusalem, he enters the temple, and for the second time, he cleanses the temple. And again, a lesson for us. And we being the temple of God, the Holy Spirit dwelling within us, that we would use this as a time of reflection to cleanse our own temple, so to speak. To say, Lord, strip anything from my heart, from my affections, that are distracting me from true worship. It's so easy. It's so easy for me to get distracted on all sorts of different things, whether it's a contemporary issue, a news item, or it's a personal issue in my life or in my family. All of these are important things. But the most important thing is for me to focus on Jesus Christ and worshiping him with my heart, soul, mind, and strength, living every moment of every day for his honor and glory, and that he would be glorified in my life. And that's my prayer for us as a church family during this time when we can't physically be together, that we would use it as a time to ask the Lord to search our own hearts, to say, Lord, search my heart, try me, see if there be any wicked way in me, and cleanse me, and help me to have a heart that's not divided, but a heart that's united in worshiping you and you alone. I think a combination of those two, a heart focused on Christ and a heart for the lost, compels us to be those that are engaged in what God is doing in our community. And with that in mind, I just want to remind you of two things that we've got going on. One is still this week we are collecting bags that I'm inviting you to put two rolls of toilet paper and a $20 gift card from People's Market, just so that we can bless our community. And I'll be passing those out towards the end of the week here. The second thing that I'm very excited about is that we are planning to have an Easter service in the new Kadoka Gym parking lot. And it's going to be like the old days of the drive-in theater. We're going to have a drive-in worship service. I know that sounds a little bit odd, but everything is odd these days with what's happening with coronavirus. And so I think it's a unique opportunity for us to worship together as well as invite our community to come and worship with us. Yes, we'll be in our own vehicles, and yet we'll be together in terms of being in the same location. And so we can practice our social distancing by remaining in our vehicles, and yet we'll have speakers out there, a sound system to broadcast the worship music, to broadcast the teaching of God's word, to pray together over our community, over our nation, over our world. Such a critical time for us to spend time together in prayer. And I invite you to come and invite others to be a part of that worship service. We may never have an opportunity to do it this way again. Maybe we will. Maybe it'll spark something new. But I think it's going to be a great opportunity, and I invite you to come and invite other friends. I just want to close our short time together today with one of the prayers from the Valley of Vision. And the title of it is Christ-likeness, that we would be like Christ in our affections as well as in our actions. So let me read this for us. Father of Jesus, dawn returns, but without thy light within, no outward light can profit. Give me the saving lamp of thy spirit that I may see thee, the God of my salvation, the delight of my soul, rejoicing over me in love. I commend my heart to thy watchful care, for I know its treachery and power. Guard its every portal from the wily enemy. Give me quick discernment of his deadly arts. Help me to recognize his bold disguise as an angel of light and bid him be gone. May my words and works allure others to the highest walks of faith and love. May loiterers be quickened to greater diligence by my example. May worldlings be won to delight in acquaintance with thee. May the timid and irresolute be warned of coming doom by my zeal for Jesus. Cause me to be a mirror of thy grace, to show others the joy of thy service. May my lips be well-tuned cymbals sounding thy praise. Let a halo of heavenly mindedness sparkle around me, and a lamp of kindness sunbeam my path. Teach me the happy art of attending to things temporal, with a mind intent on things eternal. Send me forth to have compassion on the ignorant and miserable. Help me to walk as Jesus walked, my only Savior and perfect model. His mind my inward guest, his meekness my covering garb. Let my happy place be amongst the poor in spirit, my delight the gentle ranks of the meek. Let me always esteem others better than myself, and find in true humility in heirdom to two worlds. Well, I hope you are resting in Christ today. Please be encouraged in what God is doing during this time. I know it's troublesome times, but Christian, we're called to rejoice always. And so I invite you to praise the Lord during this time and see how he's working in your life and through your life for your good and for his glory. God bless you, and I will speak with you again tomorrow.